Right now, we have the mayor of Green Bay on the line. Brown County has the second most number of confirmed cases, trailing only Milwaukee County. And the Resch Center in Ashwaubenon was opened yesterday for community-wide testing for people with COVID-19 symptoms. The drive-up site is operated by the National Guard and local health care providers. What do you think about the recent surge in cases in the Green Bay area? What about the meat processor reopening today? Do you have a job in a factory or a manufacturing plant, a food processing center? How is social distancing being enforced? We're at 800-642-1234. Eric Genrich is mayor of Green Bay. Mayor Genrich, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thanks so much for having me.
There is a lot of concern right now about the numbers in Brown County that trail only Milwaukee in COVID-19 cases. What are you seeing and how are you responding as a city in Green Bay?
Yeah, obviously it's very concerning for all of us in the greater Green Bay area. In Brown County, as you said, you know, we do have the second most number of cases here of COVID-19 in comparison to the rest of the state. So over 1,400 identified to this point. We do have the community testing sites that are operational now. So you mentioned the one over at the Resch Center. Another one's going to be opening up later this week at our YWCA downtown in collaboration with Casa Alba, which is a Hispanic community center that's also going to be providing testing. So the city of Green Bay does not have a public health department. Just want to be clear with that. Our county is the lead agency here, so they are leading our effort through this difficult time. But obviously, the city of Green Bay is in touch with them on a regular basis. I talk to the county executive regularly. Our police and fire departments are also a part of our unified command structure here in the county. So it's a community effort. But as you said, there's a large number of cases here, and it's very concerning for all of us.
Take us to these community testing stations. First, the Resch Center, which is now opened up community-wide. How does the site work?
Well, as I said, City of Green Bay is not the lead agency here. That's Public Health Department over at the county. But people can log on to the county's website for information about that. They are operational as of today. They were up and running yesterday as well. I believe the hours are 8 to 6, but people can refer to the county's website for all that information.
And I understand that it's drive-up testing, but you still must schedule an appointment online.
That's correct. Yep.
Do we know anything about turnaround time on the test?
Yeah, I believe it's 5 to 7 days is what people are being told. But again, would encourage everybody to visit the Brown County Public Health website for that information.
Well, let's turn to the meat processing plants where we've seen hundreds of cases of COVID-19. JBS USA is coming back online today. What is your communication with these companies, with these firms like JBS?
Well, it's not something that I've been directly engaged in. I know that our county health department has been in regular communication with some of their operations folks at the different departments. Department of Health Services at the state level has been very engaged, and as a community, we're very appreciative of that. The CDC was in town. So I believe that people are responding appropriately, we do have an executive order that was handed down by the president that unfortunately gives meatpacking companies sort of legal carte blanche in this area and shields them potentially from liability. So while we've at the county level put forth some appropriate guidelines, and CDC and DHS have been helpful in suggesting those and proposing them, it is concerning to many of us that these might not be legally binding. So if you have a meatpacking operation that does not have the best interest of its employees at heart, that could be a difficult situation.
Yesterday, Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin called on President Trump to amend that executive order to make it so that meatpacking plants will reopen after meeting guidelines that are set by the CDC and set by OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. Do you know what these guidelines would be, what they'd look like?
No, I don't, and certainly don't claim to be any kind of a public health expert. But I think these are the folks that know what's best for our residents our local public health department, our state Department of Health Services, and of course, the gold standard, CDC. And so it's really important, I think, for meat packers, for these manufacturing entities, to be held to these guidelines. They can't just be suggested. So I wholeheartedly support Senator Baldwin and her efforts to make those guidelines binding.
Can these plants operate effectively and also practice social distancing on their lines and take the necessary precautions? Is it possible?
Well, I don't think there's any question that productivity will be limited. You know, the way that these plants typically operate is with a huge number of employees, you know, very close to one another, working very arduously in difficult conditions at times to work these assembly lines. So there's no question that operations, you know, need to be significantly altered.
We've also heard that animals, there's a glut of them, and some are being euthanized, thousands of them, not processed. So if the market is saturated without restaurants, schools, and hotels open, why are these plants running?
Well, I think, as you said, there is, you know, a bit of a log jam in the supply chain there so that, you know, these animals continue to be produced from the farms and they're coming to these slaughterhouses, and the operations have been scaled back significantly. So that's where you're seeing that that log jam.
We have Green Bay's Mayor Eric Genrich with us on the line discussing how COVID-19 is unfolding in his city. What are your thoughts about the recent surge in coronavirus cases in Green Bay and Brown County? And by the way, how do you think Packer season will be handled? Be part of this at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Back in a minute with Mayor Genrich right here on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We have the mayor of Green Bay, Eric Genrich, on the line. As we see, Brown County has started drive-up coronavirus testing at Resch Center in Ashwaubenon. Plans are in the works, as we've talked about, to open a similar testing site in Green Bay. We're looking at what Brown County is facing with your questions. Are you a county official in a nearby county? What are you watching for out of Brown? Are you concerned about a potential outbreak in your community and how it would respond? Is a facility investigation underway at your work? What does that entail? Join in at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. And Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich stays with us. Eric called in from Madison, Mayor, to say that he works in the agricultural industry. He's an essential worker, finds it frustrating when people around him don't wear masks, considering how contagious the coronavirus is. Do you think everyone should be wearing masks at this point, especially you know, essential workers?
I do. I mean, but it's not me who's suggesting that. That's the CDC who's saying, you know, any time that we're out in public or associating with other people who are not members of our household, we need to be wearing masks. So I would certainly encourage all Wisconsinites, all members of Greater Green Bay, to wear masks when they're out and about in the community, when they're carrying out essential functions, either as employees or, you know, running to the grocery store to pick up necessary items. I think it's a really important precaution to take, and it's not asking a whole lot of us.
It seems your job might be hard right now when so much is out of your own hands. What are your challenges?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great point. There is a lot that's beyond our control at this point. As I said, I don't even have a public health department in the city of Green Bay, so that's something that I struggle with here. I have a lot of faith and trust in what's going on at the county level to lead us through this effort. But yes, to your point, you know, I'm no different than a lot of other folks in having to kind of, you know, sit back and unfortunately take a lot of this information in. However, we do know what we can do to stay safe, and that's of course to listen to our public health officials at the state and the federal levels and those operating locally to do whatever we can to limit our travel, limit our exposure to other individuals who are not members of our household, as we just said, you know, wear masks when out in public, you know, wash your hands repeatedly, and of course maintain that appropriate physical distance of 6 feet when you are associating with other people.
Well, let's bring in another call now. Kenneth in Janesville would like to circle back to the meatpacking industry. Hi, Kenneth. What is your question?
Good morning. I wonder if the packers are going to fire people that do not come in to work.
Kenneth, thanks for calling in. Do we know at all about what it is like for worker conditions if they feel it is unsafe to return to their job at the processing plant, Mayor?
Well, of course, we would encourage anybody who feels unsafe to report those concerns to our local public health department or OSHA, who is tasked with enforcing workplace rules and laws across the U.S. I would certainly expect a number of people to be fearful of returning to a work environment such as this. But we're hoping that, you know, these operations plan to operate safely. That's what they've told our local public health officials. But it's important for our workers, you know, all across Wisconsin, but in particular in Brown County, to feel secure and safe in reporting any concerns to the proper authorities.
Your city has also created its own small business loan program. Can you tell us about what that entails?
Yeah, so like a number of communities across the state and country, we have created a pandemic loan relief program for businesses located in the city of Green Bay, where you would be able to access either a $5,000 loan or a $10,000 loan with 0% interest, and so no payments on that in the first year. So we're doing whatever we can to respond to this crisis locally. But of course, there are so many businesses with significant needs. The federal government, of course, has stepped in with the PPP program.
Paycheck Protection Program, yeah.
Correct.
Can you get your small business loans in Green Bay on top of federal resources?
So you can go to the city's website. It's greenbaywi.gov/business. All of the information is located there, and application information, also contact information for our employees who are ready to and willing to help folks navigate that process. But as you said, it's really, you know, to catch people who have fallen through the gaps or the cracks and not eligible for the federal assistance.
We're talking with Eric Genrich, mayor of Green Bay, looking at the situation of the coronavirus in his area, his city, with your questions at 800-642-1234. So, Mayor, looking at what Green Bay is and what we think of it during the NFL season, what might happen? What kind of impact would there be if the NFL decides to cancel or postpone the season?
Yeah, so of course it's unclear to us exactly what will happen with the NFL season upcoming here. But, you know, we do see a huge economic impact when we have home games here in Green Bay in the neighborhood of between $10 and $15 million. We were also expecting to host a Badger game. Notre Dame was going to be coming to town to play the Badgers at Lambeau, which would have had an even larger economic, positive economic impact on Green Bay. It's very concerning, as is the case with many communities throughout the U.S. But, of course, Green Bay is moderately sized, so the impact here proportionately is even larger when we have those games in town. So the economic impact is significant. Of course, the cultural impact is as well. The Packers are core to who we are as a people up here, so that would be a significant challenge if we're unable to have games with fans this year.
Have you had meetings with Lambeau about contingency plans at all?
No, I've had recent conversations with President Murphy about some community needs, but have not talked directly about plans for the upcoming season.
Your city has several weekly farmers markets that draw lots of visitors and shoppers, and you're trying to make those viable now. How will you do that? What is that like for your farmers markets?
Yeah, so for both of our farmers markets, we have a Saturday morning one and a Wednesday evening one. They've been in close contact with the city, also with county public health officials to figure out how to handle these markets and do them safely. So they have been deemed to be essential businesses, like a grocery store, by the state of Wisconsin. So we are planning for them to continue forward, you know, as we move closer to farmers market season, which is just in a few weeks now. But there are some, you know, helpful guidelines that have been put in place by state DHS, which we will be following to make sure that we, you know, we limit the number of folks who are attending these events. There'll be markings on the ground to indicate sort of which way you need to be going, kind of one-way traffic through these spaces. A lot of sanitizing, of course, is going to be happening. So, you know, it's important that we continue to offer, I think, fresh fruits and vegetables to members of the community. But a lot of the other things that are attractive to folks with regard to farmers markets, a lot of the live entertainment, the other items that might be available, I think that's going to change significantly, not just in Green Bay, but across the state.
Well, I want to circle back to where we started here with community testing. Do you know a time frame for the community-wide drive-up testing, how long it will go on, and how many people may be able to be tested?
So, again, I would refer any detailed questions about the testing regime to our county public health officials. I believe that they are scheduled to go forward for the next few weeks, but I'm you know, very confident that it will continue as long as it is necessary. The state DHS, the governor, the National Guard has been incredibly supportive of what our needs here in Green Bay. So that testing will continue. But I think contact tracing is also a really vital need for us in greater Green Bay. You know, the State Department of Health Services officials have spoken to this repeatedly, but contact tracing is also really essential. So not just making performing the test, but doing that analysis to figure out, you know, how many people this positive person has been in contact with, and getting in touch with them, make sure they get tested, and asking them to behave appropriately.
Mayor, thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Eric Enrich is mayor of Green Bay. Just ahead, we look at the future of the U.S. Postal Service and talk with a business reporter and a retired mail carrier about what can be done to save this struggling federal agency. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.